Dave here with Phenom Sports, coming at you with today's rant. Today we're going to talk about culture. Now, what do I mean by that? Let's start with this. And this is something it took me a while to grasp the concept of. And once I got it, I get it, and I've had it confirmed today in a meeting I had with a coach. We'll talk about that later. It doesn't matter what you put on that piece of paper. You could be a West Side guy. You could be a block periodization guy. You could be triphasic. You could run 5-3-1 to your blue in the face. None of it fucking matters. Because if your athletes have not bought into you as a coach and believe in you and your philosophy and everything you're trying to teach, they're never going to put in the effort to get the results you need. So culture comes first. Everything else takes a back seat. Once you build that culture, then you can start doing fancy things in the programming side of things in the weight room. So what really confirmed this for me is I went and spoke to my brother's college baseball coach today, and he's been the coach there for about almost 20 years, I believe. And my brother started college 10 years ago. And so my brother's been out of college like 6 years. And it was right about my brother's freshman and sophomore class where the culture piece finally started to click for his program. And that culture has just built and built and built. They went from making the conference tournament to winning their division. And the last couple of years, they've been a couple outs away from winning their conference tournament and making an NCAA regional. And he attests that to the culture he's built. And one of the things that I've been thinking about is if I bet you if you asked a sport coach, particularly especially football, what their three objectives in the weight room are, I bet you 90% of them would say, get bigger, get faster, get stronger. Well, I want to turn that paradigm on its head. What if your three objectives for the weight room are create accountability, find out who your leaders are, and then build culture? And those three things, then bigger, faster, stronger, and all the things that strength and conditioning can do for you as an athlete become a side effect of developing your program and what you stand for as a baseball program or a football program or a small-time gym. I remember finding about high performance fitness in Matteson, Illinois, when they first opened up in fall of 2012. I'm not there every day, but I could tell you that in the 5 years they've been open, the faces have changed of who the regulars are at the gym, and there's still some people from back in the day that still go there and still work out, but because of the culture he's built there, and what they mean to their athletes and to their members and to the people that train there, that's what they've built. They've built a culture, and now people want to be there, and they continue to grow, and I've seen that in how their business model has changed over the last year, and it's awesome, and they're awesome people. That's really all I have for today is programming and knowing your stuff and knowing that, is awesome, but building culture is the horse and the programming is the cart. So build your culture, get your athletes to buy in, and then what you put on that piece of paper doesn't really matter unless you're working with the 1% of the 1%ers. Till next time, keep grinding. Dave out.